economy of we're rich. Anyway, get the idea.
We have none.
He said, society, cultures where you have access to these things are because we're rich in psychological oxygen. Mm-hmm. And there are some contexts where we are low in psychological oxygen. I really love that concept because it just really distills. I think, I guess, one of the ways I was thinking about citizens' income or universal income is it's a way of letting more oxygen into our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives you a sense of why it makes people feel like shit. You are depleted at a base. Do you know what I mean? Did that.
Well, you sometimes hear about people who make a radical career choice, right? They have some kind of job as a banker or a corporate lawyer, consultant. And then you read about in some magazine that they made the choice to quit their jobs. And this is always framed as something heroic. This is always like, and why do they quit their jobs? Because they're going to find their true selves. They're going to do what they really want to do with lives. And this is like, whoa, that is bizarre. Are you going to do what you actually want to do? And you know, what basic income is about is all about making that the, of course you're going to do what you want to do. Like, you're a human being. You only live once. What would you want to do else? Something you don't like to do? Well, that's bizarre. So I really found that the story is always funny in those magazines, that it's always framed as some kind of heroic thing. Oh, you made a life-changing career choice. He did what he always really wanted to do.
That's brilliant. I love that way of being it.